So the Bible says in Leviticus 17:11, the life of the flesh is in the blood. Now, there used to be a practice in a lot of hospitals, and it still exists in parts of the world, called bloodletting. And the idea behind bloodletting is that when you got sick, they assumed the sickness was in the blood. So to be healed, we drain your blood from your body. That's dumb. Do you know how the first president of the United States died? He was bled to death. George Washington, the first president of the U.S., woke his wife Martha to say he was feeling very sick and that he could hardly breathe or talk on his own. The former president asked his overseer, Alvin Rawlins, to bleed him. Doctors then arrived and bled him four more times over the next 8 hours with a total blood loss of 40%. You take 40% of the blood from your body, you're going to die, right? And that's exactly what happened to George Washington. But the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And so the thing is, if you're allowing the Bible to be your guide, you would say, no, I don't want you to take blood from my body.